This time on Kansas City's own Fountain City Podcast, the Phantoms are coming to town.
And Charlie Hustle has new shirts for us to look at.
And hey, hey, get out of the way. We're going to just drive right through the roastery. Well, not really.
Well, and we have new music from The Shrive.
And we'll also hear from Antennas Up.
This and a whole lot more on Kansas City's own Fountain City Podcast.
This weekend, check out Scotty and Blackie as they check out of General Hospital for a special Worlds of Fun appearance. It's Ken Schreiner and John Stamos from TV's popular daytime drama General Hospital this Saturday and Sunday only at Worlds of Fun. Plus, write your own coupon and save $3 on admission both days this weekend. Experience the new Extreme Roller, the only roller coaster in America you can't take sitting down. Ken, Scotty, and Blackie stand up to it. Find out this Saturday and Sunday at Worlds of Fun.
Oh my gosh, what was I doing? I need another drink. From that three-car garage, two houses down the street with yellow shutters, it's the Fountain City Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Joe and Brian, and it's the Fountain City Podcast with episode number...
Number 25!
Yes, folks, we've switched it around a little bit, and you can tell that we're just having all kinds of fun with it. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Joe. This is Podcast 101.
So, just to review with all our friends at home, it's episode what now?
Number 25.
Oh, 25. Can you believe it, Brian? 25 episodes.
I know. It's exciting. I know. It's a little slower to come than other podcasts. I follow a couple of podcasts on Facebook, podcast groups, and you get these people that can crank one or two episodes out a week. Anyway, what I was saying was, what cracks me up is these people that can crank out one or two episodes a week. It's like either they're in their early 20s and have no life, or they just have no life. We have to do it as life comes, as life allows us to, right?
Well, Brian, we produce a high-quality podcast here at the FCP Network, and it takes time. It takes time, Brian. It really does.
Right? It does, but it's all good. We're glad to be back here and be back together again and having some fun. And, you know, what we always like to do is find out what's going on the calendar, right?
Absolutely. But before we do that, I have a little comment, feedback.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Our little intro commercial that we always love to do, it's one of my favorite parts. This time it was Worlds of Fun from what, back in the 80s?
Yeah, I think that was like 1983 or 1984.
So I'm not going to say those two names again. One of them was Scotty. The other one was, well, you know what it was. And in today's age, we're in 2000, in 2017, I'm not going to touch that name right now. I was like, holy cow, has the world changed? But you're absolutely right. There's always National Day to get us through.
What day is it? Could you please tell me?
All right, nationaldaycalendar.com is where we're going to start. Yep. Brian and I love going there, National Day Calendar. So I'm going to head over that way to today and see what they got selected. February 16th is episode 25, and I'm just going through the list here. Oh, I missed that. What was that?
Oh, you know, anytime I can play the sounder.
Number 25.
Oh, yeah.
You know how long it takes me to find those things to get in? I have to go in on YouTube and find those old eight, you know, America Top 40 things. And then, oh, my gosh, I like actually created some notes so I could kind of like scan ahead and find them. But they're not that easy to come by.
It's off of somebody's old cassette tape, you know, that they recorded. So
practically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Brian, at nationaldaycalendar.com for February the 16th, you know, you and I are older guys having fun, but yes. I can't say that we're doing this, but it's National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. You want to hear more about this wonderful day?
Absolutely.
Everyone knows a grouch, Brian. I'm sure you and I know one.
Oh, my kids accuse me of it all the time.
What? I can't believe that. Okay,
I know. You know who I am.
Well, I find that hard to believe, and I'm sure our listeners do too. But do a grouch a favor day today. So it says to call to kindness in the name of a grouch. Who makes this crap up? For some, it's in their nature to. Okay, this is dumb. What are we doing here? Here, let's get to the best part. History and how to observe. And then I'll let you say the next one, because the next one's actually better. How to observe. Do something to make a grouch's day better. And don't forget to use the hashtag, #Brown, do a grouch a favor day to post on social media. We should have. Maybe we could still do that and post it to our Facebook page at Fountain City Podcast. The history was, within our research, we are unable to identify the creator of National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. In other words, this crap's made up.
Yeah, just like the holiday we celebrated 2 days ago, right?
The Hallmark holiday?
Well, yeah.
If you say that, Brian, we're going to fall into this National Do a Grouch a Favor Day, so we're not going to say that.
So the next one we've got on here now, I've jumped around to a couple of different ones, so I don't know if I'm looking at the right one or not, but this is also National Almond Day.
Oh, that's exactly. I think that's a great day.
It is. I love almonds. You know, they're delicious. I like the almond milk. Very good stuff. It's a great source of. You don't like almond milk?
Oh my God!
Almond butter's great. Almond
butter. Now almond butter. Well, it's not apple butter or regular butter or my favorite peanut butter, but it's pretty darn good. Right.
Yeah, it's when I was really doing the, I've kind of fallen off the paleo bandwagon a little bit, but that almond butter was a great snack, you know, on vegetables or even on an apple. It's good stuff. It's packed with vitamin E, magnesium, fiber, all kinds of good stuff. And I couldn't believe that. Now I don't see a note in here on how, but it actually takes a lot of water to create an almond. That's why kind of why they're a little bit of expensive, but. They're pretty good. 80% of the world's almonds are grown in, of all places, California.
So we better hurry up and get our almonds before they secede the Union and become their own country.
That's right. Or they lose it all in that flood.
Yeah. So there's some ways to observe National Almond Day today.
Sure.
You see these recipes?
Yeah. Green beans with toasted almonds. Now, I like this next one. Green beans with caramelized onions and almonds.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
I like the other ones, too.
Oh, yeah. They all look good. Asparagus with sliced almonds and Parmesan cheese and garlic. You mix some garlic in there or create some almond sauce. It's all good stuff. And of course, you use hashtag National Almond Day if you're posting it on the website. And, of course, they weren't able to find anything in national history why this day is called that. So once again, it's another one of those sham holidays they decided to throw on us.
But we still love National Calendar, nationaldaycalendar.com.
Oh, it's kind of fun. We still love
coming over and talking about it. So it's great.
Yeah, it's always good. It gets us revved up for the show and ready to go.
So I want the kids to give to do favors today for two supposedly grouches that do a podcast together to come give us some almonds. That's what I'm hearing.
That's right. We need a post office box so we can have the kiddos out there send their favorite grouches some almonds. We got a P.O. box or something like that. How about that?
Well, or donate to Patreon at Fountain City Podcast, and we'll go get the almonds and take pictures on a Facebook forum.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. We've had our Patreon out there for a little while, and I know... What do we have in the way? Because I know with Patreon, the whole idea is you can give an amount all at once, right? Or you could do it in payments over a period of time, as you know, you pick and choose, right? And there's supposedly levels
that's what
of
I think about it. You're absolutely right, Brian. You can do a dollar. You can do a dollar a month. You can do however much you want, like you said, in a one-time payment or a small monthly payment to support the show. Help pay for getting the show out to iTunes, SoundCloud, you know, TuneIn, all those different podcast directories. And I think it's a great idea. And it's patreon.com patreon.com/Fountain City Podcast.
Now, we don't have any special giveaway stuff right at the moment, do we? You had some stickers at one point, right?
So the stickers are all given away to other donations, which is fantastic. And we are actually going to be reaching out to hopefully a new sponsor of the show for their stickers because I really love them. So I'm hoping episode 26 we are able to announce who that sponsor is with the show to get stickers and where to find them. So I can't wait.
Here's something else, and I'm serious. You want to hear us more often, help us with the Patreon. Because I'll tell you what, if there's money's a motivator for anything. And, we would like to do it more, and we could just, throw a little coin our way. We'll do special shows, or we'll even come out and hang out with you for the day and put you on the show.
Well, that's what it does, right? Is it lets us do more for the show. That's what it does. Absolutely. And,
I mean, our ultimate dream is to do this full time, not only just this show, but we've got ideas for spinoff shows. I'd love to do a show that's just all about the Kansas City music. Joe wants to like to do something. I know we do This Moment in History, but you'd like to do some more in-depth history type podcasting, and it just requires time and energy and all that good stuff. So if you're interested in helping us out, go to our Patreon address. Give that to us again, Joe.
It's patreon.com/Fountain City Podcast, and Brian's absolutely right. The Fountain City Podcast network's getting bigger. Like you guys have already heard, we have the Fountain City Podcast Extra and the Fountain City Podcast Moments in Kansas City History. And to Brian's point, we would like to be able to provide even more content to do that. It's a dollar. It's a dollar a month. It's what you can give to help support the show, the local artists that let us play music, all that great stuff.
Absolutely. So think about it if you have time. If you have a moment, go over to our Patreon page and toss us a little coin, and we'll certainly be grateful for it. Joe and I absolutely do love doing this, and so that would be we would be grateful and humbled and honored if you end up deciding to do that, and we'll promise to do more good things.
We will, and while you think about doing that, we're going to head over to the FCP Sports Desk. You remember, Brian, we have another football team other than the Chiefs.
Yes. Yes.
We've kind of
been down this path once before, haven't we? We had an arena football team before. That was the Brigade, wasn't it?
It was the Brigade down at the Sprint Center, and KSHB has an article that we'll share on Facebook later at Fountain City Podcast. It's on autoplay. I'll turn it up here. Maybe it won't be a...
Well, for some, Sunday's Super Bowl marks the end of the football season.
Not here in Kansas City. Our brand new arena football team will take the field next month.
In a story you'll only see here on 41 Action News, Belinda Post explains how the Phantoms are bringing local talent back to Kansas City. And Belinda, I used to play in college. Do they need an out-of-shape wide receiver?
No, they do not. No, I'm just kidding. So the team at KSHB 41 talked about the KC Phantoms coming back to bringing a lot of local players from the Kansas City area around, to be at the Kansas City Phantoms champion indoor football team. And it does have an official logo. It's a Phantom airplane, which, bomber, which I think is great.
Yeah.
And they're right. These are guys from MU, K-State, KU, over in Olathe South High School that won championships, Truman High School graduates. That's what I love about it, Brian, is it's guys from around town that we've already heard about, and I think that's what makes the team special.
Yeah, and it looks like training camp is getting ready to start for them here very soon. In fact, coming up on the 19th of February, they're going to start doing training camp. And they're going to be trimming just kind of like in the NFL, they're going to trim their roster down from 35 players to 24. And then it looks like the season kicks off March 13th. And if you go to their website, which is kcphantoms.com, You can get all the information there. They've got the schedule, news. You can look at members of the team. There's folks from Oklahoma State, Missouri Western University, like Joe was saying. People from around here, Bethel College. They got a kid from there, Mid-American Nazarene. That's right here in town, too. And people from KU, Washburn. This is really nice. And I know it's a different style of football. It's a different pace. They don't have a lot of the same things. Well, hell, there's times that they compare the NFL to Arena League football with the safety, you know, where they've gotten so crazy about some of the safety rules. But looks like they're going to get things started March 13th, playing the Bloomington Edge.
Yep. Oh, and they're practicing over at former Chiefs Hall of, well, always a Chief, Hall of Famer Will Shields. He has a practice facility that they're actually going to be at, you know, to train and get ready for that first game. And I think it's action-packed. It's worth going to see. So kcphantoms.com and get more information from there.
So I was just kind of looking at where they're playing. Is it the Sprint Center?
I thought it was. Let's double check.
Well, saying Silverstein Eye Centers.
Oh, you know where that is. It's on the way to Independence Center, to Bass Pro Shop at the Silverstein Eye Arena. That's where our favorite hockey team plays, Brian, the Missouri Mavericks.
Oh, I was just going to ask you if that was the same location. Okay, so they play there.
They do. Cool. So that's coming up.
Well, you know, it's a nice way to get us through the football, you know, the football dead zone. Of course, we've got college basketball, and the Royals are out at spring training. So it'll be another great way to support the local folks here in town.
Yeah, we will catch up on the Royals in episode 26 for sure, now that they've, you know, already started back up. But with that, I think it's time for a little news.
Next, another interesting story that's in the news.
So my wife just was complaining the other day. I kind of started off that one kind of funny. That I have too many t-shirts around the house. Do you have a lot of t-shirts around your house?
What? Too many?
You could never have too many. You're too many.
You're probably just like me, unless there's a big gaping hole in the back, you know, from when I've done a bunch of yard work and moved a bunch of stuff around. It's still a good t-shirt, but you're right. We can get rid of those old ones, Brian, and go over to charliehustle.com and get some new ones.
Oh, yeah. They've got a whole new, and I love this. It's perfect. Perfect for now that the weather's kind of warming up a little bit, and I'm going to get the smoke wrap soon. They got a whole barbecue collection coming out, or it's already out. It came out in October.
I already got my smoker going. It was last weekend. It's pretty
fantastic.
Oh,
look at you. Yeah, well, I'm tiling the walls, man. I'm doing the tiling thing.
So the Kansas City Business Journal had an article about Charlie Hustle a little while back. And Charlie Hustle is a Kansas City company that does a lot of great local t-shirts. And so all of the barbecue restaurants, Brian, that we love are going to be in the barbecue collection. Yeah, Jack's Backfield. Got my restaurant there.
Joe's KC Barbecue. Nice blue.
Yeah, I like that blue. Well, and then, of course, you can't have Kansas City Barbecue without Plowboys.
Oh, yeah, that's our favorite. That's the other place we kind of wanted to get to sponsor us, but we never could get them to talk to us. But we're still
not
trying.
Yet. Yeah,
Plowboys is good, though. Oh, yeah. And then my other favorite, which is moving into my neighborhood soon,
Q39. Q39 down there on 39th Street by KU Med Center.
And soon to be at Antioch and College.
It's wood-fired glory.
Oh, yes. Great stuff.
And I always like Woodyard Barbecue.
I haven't been there yet.
Oh, totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just rebuilt the gates on 40 Highway in Independence after it caught on fire. Gates Barbecue is going to have a t-shirt.
Oh, there you go. How may I help you?
That's right. You can't go wrong with Gates. And then, of course, Char Bar. Look at that one.
Oh, yeah. I like that. With the cleavers.
I do like that one.
That's pretty cool.
And then here's the president's favorite.
Now.
Every president.
I still don't understand what the thrill is about Arthur Bryant's barbecue. I'm sorry. I have to stop right now, stop the show right now, because I just don't understand the big thrill. Okay. But I know it's one of the first here in town.
Well, for the big thing about Kansas City and Arthur Bryant's barbecue is their smoked meat. I think it's really, really good. there's a little people can take or leave the sauce, right?
Yeah, that's where I have the problem.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. But I know for you and I, it's probably Joe's Kansas City. I mean, we've had barbecue talks before and barbecue brackets, but Arthur Bryant's is always in the top, you know, mm-hmm. the Big Eight, you know, maybe sometimes even the Final Four. But it's been here forever, like Gates, and for some reason, every president has been there, and it's just amazing.
It's kind of the East Coast. I mean, it's one of those things where the East Coast people, that's all they seem to latch onto it. There's nothing, I mean, it's okay, but you're right, it's the sauce more than anything. It's just too vinegary for me or something. But it is a nice looking shirt.
Yeah, and I actually kind of like the American Royal World Series of Barbecue. I don't know where it's going to be this year. We'll have to talk more about it later, but it's pretty good.
Oh, I think I've heard. I think it's going to be at the racetrack. It's going to be at the racetrack.
Oh, they'll keep it at the racetrack again? Okay. Yeah,
it's going to be out. It's going to be there again.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we wanted to make sure everybody knew that. And then real quick, Brian, speaking of Charlie Hustle has Missouri Mavericks hockey shirts now.
Oh.
Yeah. Cross back over to sports for a second. If you go to the Missouri Mavericks Facebook page or Charlie Hustle's t-shirt Facebook page or their website, you'll see that there's three shirts for the Missouri Mavericks. Remember how a while back we talked about hockey KC, where the KC was a different color and it kind of highlighted it. They made that into a shirt with a couple of other ones that I really like. So I might have to pick one up.
Let me jump over there real quick. Sorry, it was.
Hopefully, I'm not mixing up companies. Let me look.
You know, I almost confused them with KC, the KC store, the KC shop, or is that the KC store? I think there's one called the KC store. My daughters for Christmas got me some really cool stuff from there. They got me the little Kansas City dress socks with the flags on them. Oh. And they got me the...
I was right. It's actually charliehustle.com/collections/Missouri-Mavericks.
Let me go find it real quick.
Yep. And I'm going to post the link on the Facebook right now. I shared it earlier on our Facebook page of Fountain City Podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to remind everybody right now. I like the three shirts. Yeah.
Why am I not seeing it?
It's Charlie Hustle's. Yeah. I put the link on Facebook. You want to go back to it real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, that'll get you there.
What's our Facebook page again? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey!
We got to get a plug in, man. You got to get that plug in all the time. Always plugging, always selling. That's what we're doing. We're always closing here. Oh, and it's being my website's being a pain in the butt. Anyway, we'll go out there. Go out, check them out. CharlieHustleShop.com. And look that up and pick some shirts up and get in the old Kansas City spirit there.
Yep, and I want to share the spirit some more with some music. Brian, who do we got?
All right, so it's time for our first musical break, as you alluded to, and so we have to do this.
The hits from coast to coast!
We have, starting things off this hour, we've got the Strive. Is that who we have? Yeah, we have the Strive up first. Now, these guys... very nice. I got a hold of them on their Facebook page. They're at facebook.com/thestrive, and that's STRIVE. And they've got an album that just came out called Modern Pace. It's on iTunes. They're also on Reverb Nation. And let's see here. The Strive is groundbreaking with a fiery, infectious spin on today's rock pop vibe that simply must be heard. The band's standalone singles, Sleepless, Bury Me Under, and Kingdom, which was produced by Matt Novosky of Blue October, are a testament to their unstoppable edge, progress, and vibrant energy. Right off the website.
So who are they like? They say they're like Paramore, Mute Math, Reliant K, The Used, Young the Giant, Incubus. So it's got, you know, that great vibe. So I can't wait to hear this song. Which song is it again that's up?
We're going to be listening to, that's a good question. We're actually going to be listening to, it's from the album Strive. Or, I'm sorry, that's the band, The Strive. The album is Modern Pace, and this is called Design the Road.
Yes, Design the Road from The Strive. We will fire that up and be right back after on the other side of the song. Here we go.
Design the Road. confidence makes you stumble. If I just confirms my fears. Like snakes, we shed our skin. Forget the scars from where we've been. I'm terrified to know how much your blood hurts through my face. Yet if we're the same, if I the road, would it be a
Merchants Bank is the only major bank in Kansas City with free checking.
Come on, give me a break.
I mean it, absolutely free. No, not a penny.
Oh, minimums, they gotta have minimums.
I'm telling you, no minimum balance, but no catches. No kidding.
No kidding?
Merchants Bank, free checking. Of course, the only place to tell officers.
Huh.
Drives the other banks crazy, but our customers really love it. Merchants Bank, free checking.
Really?
Really?
On this episode of Your Everything for Kansas City, and I f*** that up.
More than a $48 dash of something, it's the Fountain City Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Joe and Brian, Fountain City Podcast.
Whoops, I didn't use the edited one.
Hey, that'll come out in editing. You guys will never know what Brian and I just did.
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie.
Here's part of the problem. Here's the deal. Yeah. I'm still getting my laptop set up, and I thought I had all the sounds and the music in the right place and everything, and evidently I didn't. So I'll be making those palettes a little bit more frequently. We do need to work on some more intros and outros. So anyway,
I'm sure this episode, if we look back on it later, will be just full of little clips we can use, right?
Always.
Yeah. See? Okay. Let's get back to the show. And after the first song break, we always like to talk about our favorite subjects, food.
Oh, yeah. Always our favorite.
Hello, Raymond. You want something to eat?
I'm so hungry I could eat a sandwich from a gas station.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
Food.
Hey!
And we're always looking for a new place to go. And there's a whole bunch of new places that looks like have been opening up since we last talked.
We're going to talk about some food and some new restaurants up. And this was an article published a while back on KansasCity.com about some openings of new places to go and eat. And I think Brian and I are just going to pick a few randomly from the list And I'm going to take this one first. It's Brewery Imperial with an E on 1829 Oak Street. So 18th and Oak, that's over the crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
By one of our favorite places, Grinders.
Yes.
It's actually kind of back behind Grinders, back by the stage. And the Brewery Imperial, someone we're going to try to contact to do an extra episode, an FCP extra on. And this is a fresh microbrewery that also has wonderful food. I've been there for a quick bite just to kind of see how the place was. It's great open seating, Brian. Nice tap room atmosphere when you go in, and the food was really good, so we'll have to go there.
Now, I know we're going to try and do a Fountain City podcast extra with them, and just remind me, isn't there a little rumor or a little story, and we'll get into it later, I guess. That guy won the lottery or something at one point.
If you read their history at Brewery Imperial, like on Facebook or their website, there's a little background about how they were always in the industry. Didn't really come out and say about him being a lottery winner. That was kind of the rumor that kind of kicked around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I know his team they've always been together in the industry, you know, food and drink. So it's great to see them come alive at the brewery. And I know that we're going to go down and see if they'll do an FCP extra show.
Yeah, and it's a neat looking building too. It's got kind of like that sheet metal, kind of a curved roof to it. It's kind of
old air hangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the place that I'm going to pick is a place that I actually have gone to the original location for, and that's Cafe Europa. And that opens up in, they're opening up a Union Hill location. Now, this is kind of just to the southeast of Crown Center. And I can't tell you enough about this place. It's really good. They've got, anyway, they actually, it's kind of funny. It looks like they're using this expansion in the Union Hill area to expand on doing bread and coffee and other stuff. We actually like the Crestwood location, which is right off of 55th and Brookside Drive, Avenue, over in there where XY is. It's a really, we went there for our Valentine's Day dinner on the Saturday before, and it's very, a very quaint place. It's intimate. They have, like I said, their menu changes monthly. They have like two or three things that they do all year round, but then the rest of the menu changes quite a bit. And I can't give enough props to Susan, the bartender. She is a true mixologist. She can make some incredible drinks over there. My favorite is the Saint Guido, and it's like you can probably already guess it's pink.
Because
those are always my favorite drinks, the pink ones.
my goodness. I'm sorry.
But it's delicious. It's like a grapefruit vodka with Caprini, which is like an Italian drink mix stuff. It's just good. It's good. The food is fantastic. The service is fantastic. So Cafe Europa, they've got a new location in Union Hill.
And that is totally worth going to.
Absolutely.
I think there will be a big list for you all to choose from over at KansasCity.com. And we'll have a link to this on our Facebook page. And you have more than enough places to go choose from. I think the last one that Brian and I want to talk about is Lifted Spirits. It's actually going to be probably a happy hour segment or maybe even an FCP extra show. They have a tasting room at 17th and Cherry now. And Lifted Spirits is all about whiskey and other fabulous drinks. And that's a place that Brian and I are going to go check out in the next week or two.
Yep. Sounds good. Well, the other thing that we have here in the food segment, you've got an article here by the Roastery. They're building their first drive-through location at 2663 Southwest Boulevard. And it's about a 2,000 square foot space. It's just down the street from their factory location. And it gives you a great view of that beautiful airplane, the signature DC-3 aircraft that they have on their roof. Which is always so cool to go see. And the story behind that is really cool, how they got it down there and everything. So now you can go and go through there and just drive on through and get your order and enjoy some nice roastery coffee on the road.
Yep, right there on Southwest Boulevard. It's not too far of a drive from working downtown, wherever you need to be on the weekend after the city market. And like Brian said, and I'd like for Brian and I to talk a little bit more about that, maybe in Kansas City history, about how that airplane got to be there. So that might be a good topic for Brian and I to talk about on our other show, Moments in Kansas City History. But this looks like a really fun, you know, expansion of the roastery to have a drive-through space like this. You know, they've also been, what, down at KU now, KU Med Center, in the hospital. They occupied that space. We talked about that now.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that a local Kansas City company is expanding like this, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and it looks like a really neat location. I'm just looking at one of the pictures here, and I mean, I say it's 2,000 square feet, but it doesn't look like it. It looks really small, but
yeah, the way it looks, it looks small. Yeah, so those are two great little food spots, or actually more than two, three. I think we talked about.
Yeah.
That does make me thirsty, Brian. How about a little happy hour?
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
Well, we talked about Brewery Imperial, so let's talk about it some more.
Let's talk about it some more. I knew we had seen this before somewhere.
We did, yeah. The Pitch had a big article about this, so it's a little dated, you know. But it really talks about their background. So we're going to jump around just a little bit. We're going to actually go to their Facebook page, and it's Brewery Imperial with an E. So it's, instead of an I, it'll be an E there for Imperial. Again, it's at 18th and Oak, right behind Grinders.
Mm-hmm.
Go to their Facebook page. They've got some great posts. They opened up. And what they've got going on there is kind of that air hanger feel, right? It kind of covers their, really like. I actually am going to go to their website, too.
Yeah, their website's great. Now, I was going to point out something just real quick. You had something we've talked about before in the food segment that I thought was, and they have really unusual things on their menus. They actually had a Scottish egg.
Yes, they had a Scotch egg, and they have it for like an appetizer. So what I did is I had a chance to go down there, get to talk to one of the owners and kind of tell them about the show a little bit, and to Sam real quick before the end of the day. So I had a Scotch egg, and like you and I talked about, it's kind of a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage and panko breading. That's kind of the main essence of a Scotch egg, but they did kind of a soft boiled egg, which I didn't really I didn't know a whole lot about. So hard boiled egg, the yolk, the yellow part is nice and it's fully cooked, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all the way and solid. This one is the white egg part is hard, but the inside yolk is still runny. And the breading was made with some duck confit, which is kind of that duck broth, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was really good. And the fries were really good. I really liked the beer. They make their own beer, so they had like six to choose from. Got to try the IPA, and it wasn't too hoppy. We all know IPAs can have that, you know, hoppiness.
Yeah.
And then I tried the darker beer.
Uh-huh.
So that was really cool. And I do see they've got wood-fired ovens and things like that. I like their glass with the little B and the big E, which you and I know this, but we might as well tell everybody else. It's a, you know, European tap houses always had kind of that style where they had the brewery was the smaller case letter and the E was the bigger case letter.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They kind of talk about that on their Facebook page and on their website. At Brewery Imperial.
Yeah. So they've got a Pilsner. They've got do you say it's Klosch? Is that a Klosch?
A Klosch.
Or Klosch. Or Klosch. Yeah.
Call it a Klosch.
Yeah. Or a Biscuit, which is a balanced hopped toasty type beer. That sounds good.
I like that. I like that one. The Biscuit is actually good.
Yeah, yep. That sounds really nice. And then, of course, you said the IPA was good.
And I'm not a big IPA fan. You know that. And I didn't mind at all.
And the food they've got here, like I said, it's not your typical. I mean, they've really set out to look to be different than other places down there. They've got a falafel burger, tri-tip steak sandwich, a tiki turkey sandwich. I mean, it looks like they've got, not to mention, you know, you said the Scottish egg. I mean, just some of the even stuff on their starters menu is just unusual. It's just, you know, chorizo and black bean meatballs. Really cool. I mean, they really are trying to set themselves aside, you know, set themselves apart a little bit.
Yep. I really like the experience and we'll be down there soon.
Yep.
Well, with that, let's see what is it we want to recommend, Brian? I know we always have some recommendations. Some things coming up that we want to make sure everybody knows about. What do you have?
Oh, that's a good question. We need to go over what? Facebook page? Let me see.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go. Up.
You might already have one, don't you?
Let's go over to Facebook. Let's see, and do Fountain City Podcast. And everybody knows there's an event section there. So I'm going to use that as a reference. I do like that feature. So let's see what they've got.
That's so cool. Let's see here.
So we'll go down the list a little bit and have some for everybody to share. So Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 18th of February, there is Bourbon and Bacon.
Oh.
It is at Knucklehead Saloon in East Bottoms, down by one of my childhood homes.
Mm-hmm.
And be an event that's about 60 for VIP, 40 for non-VIP. And if you have a designated driver, someone that's going to be there with you to still have fun and eat bacon, runs them about $20. So there's my first one. Brian, you go ahead.
Yeah, I found one that just kind of ties into it. We probably should have put in our drinking section. It's a 2-year anniversary party for Border Brewing Company. And they're, once again, they're right down there in that same area. They're right next to Double Shift and across from Grinders. They're at 406 East 18th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. It's this coming Sunday, the 19th, from noon until 6 p.m. And they're going to come on out and celebrate their second anniversary. They're going to have a lot of fun things, including Pie Hole will be giving away free pies while these supplies last. You've had pie holes.
We talked about them. They're good.
They've got a new beer, a new, fresh New England style anniversary IPA that's coming out. And they're also going to have a bottle release, their newest bottled beer called BFB 100. It's a barley wine. It's their 100th batch as a brewery. So you might want to check that out. That's Border Brewing Company down at 406 East 18th Street, Kansas City, Mo, Sunday, February 19th from 12 until 6 p.m.
Hooray! There's actually another one coming up. It's actually a murder mystery dinner theater.
Ooh.
It's over at Sinclair's Restaurant Blue Springs. Mm-hmm. I like their food off North 7, and it's Sunday night, 5 p.m., so you gotta someone that wants to go with you to the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater over at Sinclair's, and then I'm going to see how much the price is here. It's got to be something you really want to do. I want to say it's like $50, but I could be wrong. Different. So I would say jump over to Sinclair's Restaurant so you get the current price on their Facebook page, Sinclair's Restaurant. Make sure you call them, get the current price, because it may have changed, you know, for the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater, but mm-hmm. I know it's kind of closed off the event, so it'll be something unique to maybe think about going and seeing. KC, Kansas City Brew Fest on February 25th at Union Station.
There you go. Yeah.
2017 KC Brew Fest, February the 25th. Very nice. You can still get tickets there. It's 50 breweries, 100 beers and food sold separately. It is down at the Union Station and will feature Kansas City's best breweries and craft breweries that Brian and I love to talk about on the show. And you can get tickets at eventbrite.com/e/2017 KC Brewfest tickets. We always have things that we want to share, and we'll do that at Facebook at Fountain City Podcast or on our webpage at fountaincitypodcast.com.
That's right. So you can always go there and check there. And if you have questions, you can always ask us on our Facebook page if we've been somewhere. Joe and I try to get around as much as possible to all the cool stuff that's going on in town. And if we haven't been there, we probably know somebody that has. So check that out and let us know. We'd love to give you a good recommendation of somewhere to go and enjoy Kansas City stuff.
So this is going to be right towards the end of the show. Yeah. And I see that our next musical guest is Antennas Up.
The hits from coast to coast.
I was reading a little bit about them. I see they're at antennasupmusic.com. The band members are Kyle Akers on lead vocal and bass. Kyle Akers, the name Kyle always makes me think of my nephew. And then guitar vocals is Bo McCall. Drums vocals is the Ryantist. And then guitar, keys, and vocals is Jan Olesen. And they're here in Kansas City. They're currently unsigned. They've got a new album out, Brian, called The Awkward Phase, available on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. That's where Brian and I went and got this next song, which I believe it's called December, right, Brian?
It's called December. That's right. And that was on their latest album. I think it's called Mr. Blue Sky. Or is that the album? Is that the song they did?
I think it is Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah. So the album's Mr. Blue Sky. It's available now. You can see them on Facebook, facebook.com. They are Antennas Up. And like Joe said, they're a local band. They're not signed right now. And it doesn't look like they've got any gigs or anything going on at the moment. I was just kind of looking at their events page and stuff like that. But they've got some really nice music. And we think we'll enjoy it right here on the Fountain City Podcast.
Yeah. So we're gonna close out with another great song for Brian, and this is me, Joe, and as always, we're the Fountain City Podcast. You can find out more after this song, so stick around for some more information. We love having you on the show. Let us know what else you want to hear from us at fountaincitypodcast@gmail.com, and until next time, it's Brian and Joe, and you take care.
See ya.
Just one kiss. probability of our infinity seems odd to me. So try and forget for one moment that we are only friends. Then might take some pretending. So one last time I'll meet you in a state of mind that's afraid of sin. Valentine.
Want to hear more of Brian and Joe and all the good stuff on the FCP?
I hope this isn't about your podcast again.
Why? Did you finally listen to it?
Subscribe to the Fountain City Podcast in iTunes. Leave a comment and a 5-star review out there. You can follow us on the SoundCloud app at soundcloud.com/Fountain City Podcast and also on the TuneIn app. Don't forget our Facebook page, Fountain City Podcast, where you can listen to episodes from the Facebook page by clicking on the SoundCloud tab. Listen to our show on our website at fountaincitypodcast.com. If you have a comment about the show, want us to interview you, send us an email at thefountaincitypodcast@gmail.com.
Fountain City.